InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
There is a white supremacy problem, and it's weird, old, elitist white people that are literally manipulating everybody, killing each other so they can stay in power. And it pisses me off when I sit there pissed off watching this, watching these wild-eyed, crazy people that want to kill me because what color I am. I know who brainwashed them. I know who wound them up. I know who sent them. I don't blame the dumbasses. No, I'm a Carville and John Podesta and the Clintons and Obama and the rest of them. That's who I blame. I know they got whistleblowers out the door at the DOJ. The problem is they don't have prosecutors with testicles to do the job. Can you feel the future? Can you feel the danger? Can you feel the destruction? I certainly do. But I don't think you dumbasses that serve evil do. See, you're in a new ball game. It's a new era. And you know what Thomas Jefferson said? The blood of patriots and tyrants waters the tree of liberty. And I don't want that. And there's a good chance we can avoid a lot of that. But not according to the left. They are just whole hog, let's get it on. And so, you know my view, I think it's your view, not out starting fights, not trying to get in trouble. But if people are looking for trouble, they came to the right place. If you want a war, you got one. If you have some need to be stomped into the ground, well, you came to the right place with the American people. Because America was asleep, and you thought we were intimidated while you pissed in our faces and did all this to us. No, people were asleep. The spell is lifted. It's over. You need to learn to look at a weather vane and see which way the wind blows. It's blowing against you, and this wind, this headwind, is unstoppable. The only question is, are you smart enough to understand that? Surrender is your only option. Surrender now. Give up now. Stop now. President Trump, it looks like, has a little Halloween present, a little trick for the communist dictatorship of Venezuela. U.S. strikes on Venezuela are only days away, according to reports of the Wall Street Journal, New York Times. And by the way, I predicted that. I agree with it. With possible land invasion on the table, Trump calls on Senate to launch a nuclear option to override shutdown, plus a nation braces for unrest as SNAP benefits on brink of cutoff. And if they get rid of the filibuster, then with the law, it's nearly impossible to ever bring it back. And I like spending bills to have a 60% majority. These checks and balances are good. But when the Democrats hold the country hostage, then Trump has to use every option he's got that's constitutional. But it's still dangerous. So we've got all those developments. We have the left just spoiling for an excuse and their constituency, a bunch of welfare queens and others, to get extremely violent immediately tomorrow when the money doesn't load onto the cards. In fact, I bet even if the Senate overrides it with a nuclear option and passes the legislation to fund it, it's over $100 billion a year just for the EBT cards, about $8 billion a month, you're still going to see unrest because there's been so much organizing and planning, and the Democrats have been somewhat successful, not with the general public, not in general polling. Upwards of 70% of America say they're the ones behind it. It's kind of sad 30% of that stupid they don't know. But with their real moronic constituency, they really believe that Trump is Adolf Hitler 2.0 and is trying to starve them all to death. And so it's a great excuse to go out and loot and steal and kill. So we've got all of that. There's just so much more. And then I heard about this a few days ago, and I thought, I'm not going to get into that. And then I actually read what he wrote. We got prominent Zionists calling for Tucker Carlson to be actually killed for having Nick Fuentes on.
Hey, Chase, good to talk to you again. I wanted to do a quick plug on the methylene blue, on the long-term effects that it had on me. Back in 2020, I got COVID. My brother and my dad both have eczema. After I got COVID, it must have, it opened that dormant cell in my body or whatever. So I've been dealing with eczema ever since 2020. And the long-term effects of the methylene blue, 99% gone.
That's absolutely incredible. I'm so happy. Have your relatives tried it too to see the same effect?
I have been trying to get my brother to take it, and he's skeptical. But I'll tell you what, I got 4 bottles sitting on my table. I think I'm just going to give him one. And I think if I just give it to him, I think he'll eventually try it.
Yeah, that's a good move.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
It is October 31st, 2025. Coming to you from the embattled, legendary InfoWars studios in South Austin, transmitting in defense of liberty and resistance to tyranny worldwide. We have some really huge, informative guests today. Del Bigtree, right at the heart of RFK Jr.'s powerful Maha Revolution to expose Big Pharma poison shots, the fluoride, the GMO, all of it has huge developments, joining us in studio in the second hour. Then Larry Sanger, the founder of Wikipedia, to expose the censorship complex, to talk about Musk launching his new Grok-style Wikipedia that they're calling right-wing extremism. No, I've read it. It actually seems just pretty fair and accurate. We'll be talking about that with Larry Sanger. And then we'll have open phones and a lot of other news, obviously, in the fourth hour today. I haven't decided exactly when tomorrow we are going to do a special live emergency report. Maybe later in the day, so that we have more time to see what unfolds or matures or rots, as we should say. But I believe you will see a lot of uptick in violence and civil unrest and murder and robbery and looting and general lawlessness tomorrow. Whether or not the Senate Republicans vote with a simple majority, which they can do, to override the filibuster. But that's been around forever, and if you get rid of it, well, then when the next party gets in, if you ever get rid of it, you can't bring it back, then they can, with a simple majority, bring in a lot of tyranny. So it's a speed bump that the founders put in there for a reason. But we are in a crisis, and so Trump has called for the filibuster to be removed because the Democrats are about to cut off 40-plus million people's benefits that are totally dependent on it. Some are really disabled. Some people really need it. Most of them just were brought up on it and never had jobs and have no idea how to fend for themselves. And a lot of people obviously sell them to buy drugs and things like that. But it will be explosive. like walking into a munitions factory and lighting a stick of dynamite and throwing it in, to a stack of artillery shells. Who knows how big it'll be or how the explosion is going to go off or how crazy it's going to be is really up to how long this shutdown goes. But I don't see the filibuster being overridden today or tomorrow or next week, because the Senate has wisely kept that. Even both parties have not, they want to get rid of it. I mean, some of the parties have called for it. The Democrats, wanted it during Trump's first term, but they were smart enough to understand, the Republicans will get that later. It is called the nuclear option for a reason. But I understand why Trump's saying get rid of it, because you talk about a nuclear option. This is another nuclear option of all the SNAP and EBT cutoff. And the Democrats fully intend to keep the shutdown going indefinitely because it's all they have left to hold the country hostage. The primary method invoking cloture, the standard way to end a filibuster, is through a cloture vote under Senate rules. Here's how it works step by step. File a cloture motion. At least 16 senators sign and submit a petition to end debate on the bill, nomination, or measure. This can happen while the filibuster is ongoing. Lay over period, that's the second way. The motion lays over for one full legislative day, which may span multiple calendar days of the Senate recess rather than adjourns. During this time, debate can continue. Number three, vote on cloture after the layover. The Senate votes on the motion. A 60-vote threshold is required to invoke cloture, 3/5 of the full Senate, assuming all 100 members vote if successful. So we will watch that very, very closely. And coming up, I've got federal unions, I've got Fetterman, I've got a whole bunch of senior Democrats saying, look, this is the Democrats. The Republicans brought forward a clean bill. The Republicans voted 13 times to not shut things down with bills that weren't even this clean with Biden. They didn't play dirty. And now, 10 months into Trump, everything they've done to try to stop us has failed. So now they're holding the country hostage. And even corporate media now is asking them, well, why are you doing this? Well, we really can't say. And then you've got all these senior Democrats like Schumer and others saying, this is the only leverage we have. So out of one side of their mouth, they admit they're doing it. Out of the other side, they say it's the Republicans. And I guess the Republicans could say, okay, here's your $100 billion for illegal aliens to have free health care and everything else. Okay, here's your billions of dollars for transgender surgeries. Okay, all the stuff you put in there, just whatever you want, you get it. And you're basically in charge, even though your party lost the House, the Senate, in the legislative and the executive, and doesn't control the judicial. The Republican Party under Trump has the trifecta. All three branches of the federal government. Now, the Democrats have almost every city in the country's blue. Most of the big towns are. They control a minority of the states, but some of the biggest populations. Through election fraud, they stay in control, and their incredible legendary gerrymandering that the Republicans are now rolling back a little. I mean, it's not nothing compared to the gerrymandering the Democrats were involved in. Like, I don't even see gerrymandering by Republicans. I see them pushing back lightly and 5 new seats for Republicans just by redistricting so far. It needs to be a lot more. I mean, you look at how California and all these states are drawn up. It's totally insane for the Democrats. Illinois is the worst, probably. So their reign of corruption and manipulation is coming to an end. They have the lowest approval ratings in their history, the lowest fundraising in their history. They are extincting themselves. What we're seeing is a temper tantrum, death rattle, doom spiral, as they try to suck us down to the black hole of their demise. And then I see the Republican Party kind of splitting into two parties, the libertarian, more socially liberal wing, and then a more America First nationalist right-wing Christian operation. And this is happening all over the world. People are done with neoliberalism. They're done with political correctness. It's not just in the Western world. People are getting more traditional, more right-wing, whatever you want to call it, in Africa, in Latin America, in Asia. People are sick of Hollywood. You have to say what the tip of the spear of the evil is. They are tired of it. People know communism is horrible. They know socialism is horrible. You have pockets of people in blue cities and young leftists, you know, that think communism is great. But that's it. And there's a lot of young people at record levels that are super hardcore nationalists. So we have the momentum. We have the initiative. We have history on our side. We have common sense. But the forces of evil are not going to go away quietly. But they've been in control really for the last 100 years, and now we're in the new turning. And so it's for up to us not to just defeat their ideas, but to offer our own better ones, which we're doing. So let's do this first before I play Fetterman and other Democrats just saying, look, the party's worse off than I thought. Fetterman is going to leave the Democrats. Fetterman knows that Pennsylvania has gone completely deep red. There's just massive Democrat election fraud there, well documented. I was there during the election, there with Tucker, and traveled all over the state. And I got totally mobbed at every gas station, every hotel. I'd be walking down the street, and three or four police vans would, you know, pull up and jump out to shake my hand. Black people, old people, young people. I mean, I got nothing. Nothing but love. And they're all like, it's fraud, it's fraud. We're really Republicans. It's a scam. And they caught all the buses of illegals getting bussed in to vote. And a bunch of them got indicted. And so Fetterman is a real politician. I'm not saying he's even a good person. And he did have those strokes and things, so I thought he was completely retarded. Now that he's gotten a lot better and lost weight and got on medications and things, he's actually pretty smart. And by that, he knows which way the wind is a-blowing. Just like people like Bill Maher and even, you know, other, quote, liberal comedians, they know that all of the sold-out comedy shows for the last 5 years, and it's more intense now, are super hardcore right-wing. I mean, you go to Joe Rogan's mothership, and it sounds like my show every night with all the comedians. I've gone to other comedy clubs. It's like, wow, this is the Alex Jones show. And I don't say that as a way like, oh, aren't I great? I'm saying the litmus test of the Democrats, the deep state, trying to shut me down the last 10 years and saying, you know, this guy's patient zero. If his ideas keep spreading, it's game over. Well, guess what they did? And I don't take all the credit. I was just a focal point of this. And the big wave that came out of all the patriots before me, before the 90s. And then we had this giant awakening. But as I said, this is just the detonator. You think this is big? You ain't seen nothing yet. So I understand trends. And now the new wave is 20 times bigger than the wave that I really triggered. And it was a confluence of things. It was the internet coming online for the general public, more people getting on the internet in the 90s, and just the information coming out and just everything, and how I wanted to get on every media outlet I could, and how I went out and basically self-syndicated and all that. It's just interesting history to now see how far we've come. So for those of you that want to see things happen quicker because you just woke up, it's mainly people that just woke up in the last few years. You're all pissed off saying, I want this now. Well, compared to how fast we were moving 30 years ago, this is instant gratification. So when I get up here and get, you know, really reality pilled and exuberance filled and positive filled, it's not white pilled, oh, everything's fine, let's go to sleep, we'll get our popcorn. It's no, man, we are in the driver's seat. We have the initiative, we're winning, but our enemies know that and are striking back, so we ain't out of this yet. But I also want to encourage everybody out there to come in for the big win. You know, I started saying a couple years ago to Zuckerberg, you better get on board and run up the white flag. And you notice he did. And I'm seeing signs of it everywhere. So I just, again, this is mainly a message to the globalists on top and some of their dumber minions that you need to give up now. I know I spent a lot of time on that, but the enemy listens. So that's my message to them. And I told you, I don't bluff. I don't just say something to intimidate you and hope you believe it. And I'm fake it till I make it. I'm the opposite of fake it till you make it. I'm the winter soldier. I've been at the ramparts for 35 years. I got the bullet holes to prove it. This operation is our standard. It's a battle flag of the rebirth of the Republic. And as a flag, metaphysically, it's burned, it's fringed, it's got holes all shot in it. It just makes it more powerful. And so that's what it's all about. This operation, this family, this crew, our guests, the listeners, the viewers, the activists, we are the InfoWar. You are the InfoWar. And what our enemies were afraid was going to happen, happened in spades. And so I can tell you the state of the rebirth of our republic is strong. But we are not out of the woods yet. So let me just play the latest. I mean, there's hundreds of these. EBT American urges Walmart staff to let shoppers steal if benefits cut. Well, yeah, they'll kill them if they don't. EBT recipient, Trump has 2.5 seconds to turn food stamps back on or we'll all steal from Walmart. See, it's like a starting gun. It's like the light's turning green at the Indy 500. It's the excuse to do this. We've got Islamicists. There's been a lot of EBT videos all over X, and they're all very repetitive. This one stands above them all. The level of entitlement is amazing. Yeah, people think these are junk videos. No, that's how entitled these lunatics are. And then this woman, oh, we're going to starve to death. Why is it always a 400 or 500-pound woman telling us about how she's going to starve? So go to these, and then I'll go to Fetterman. Here it is.
Let me tell y'all something. If they don't give out them stamps at the beginning of the month, I know one thing for certain, two things for sure. All y'all Walmart greeters and receipt checkers better do what Martin Luther King told you to do and turn the other cheek. If you see somebody walking out with a steak in their hood, turn the other cheek. You see somebody with the oxtail print on their chest under the shirt, turn the other cheek. If you see somebody walk out with a whole cart full because they got kids, what would you do if your son was at home crying all alone on the bedroom floor because he hungry, huh? They got kids to feed at home, so they walking out with the cart full. What you gonna do? Turn that other cheek. And to all of the security, the loss prevention, you ain't preventing nothing next month. Don't zoom in on the cameras in the back. Zoom out. If you want to be a part of the revolution, zoom out on the cameras and turn the other cheek at the door. Don't you be on your job. Don't stand on their business. You stand on the people's business. Huh? Stand on business for the people. Turn the other cheek, zoom out.
I'm going to tell you something. Trump got about 2.5 seconds. Or it's going to be a jet two motherfucker holiday. Because let me tell you something. You got us fucked up. You got us fucked up if you think we're not going to go in these stores and do what the fuck we was already doing. Already doing it. But see, now we telling y'all. Okay, we was already telling y'all. But see, now we don't give a fuck. Damn, we already didn't give a fuck. Damn. Well, I guess ain't really nothing to say, but turn the fucking stamps back on. That's your ass.
Please stop donating meal kits to food pantries. First of all, this is not disability accessible. People have food allergies. People are gluten intolerant. People are lactose intolerant. In fact, a lot of non-white people are lactose intolerant. And this also takes away choice and autonomy to poor people. You're saying, here, I meal plan for you, instead of letting them choose what they should do with the food. And I'm not saying this to be callous, but all of these recipes are for white people. Okay? And people who are not white want to be able to cook the foods that they're familiar with, that their children will eat, that make them feel good or comfortable, or, you know, pull at their heartstrings. They should be allowed to uphold their cultural foods and eat their cultural diet. And if a portion of their food benefit is your white-centric, lactose-laden meal plan, it's doing more harm than good.
And next week, when millions of people are going to have to resort to possibly stealing in order to feed themselves and their families, and the government complains, because they will complain about the crime rate going up.
I guarantee you this creature can't wipe
our ass. Make sure you point your anger at the system and the people at the top, because they're the ones who took the food away from families and poor people and starving children. The poor people just want to eat. They just want to survive like the rest of us. They just want to keep living like the rest of us. So when you see them stealing, because you will, because they're going to have to, make sure your anger isn't directed at the individual. This goes so much deeper.
Yeah, it's a revolution. And then, of course, these businesses will just shut down like they've done in most of the blue cities. Now the looters are going to have to travel 30, 40 miles to go loot someplace. They'll kill people. And it's the revolution, ladies and gentlemen. And all it would do is hurt the consumers, hurt the average American with prices going up and the insurance going up. It's all part of the stabilization plan that Tim Walz's wife said when Minneapolis was burning and he had the National Guard stand down. She said she loved it because she's a Maoist. These people are disgusting. Absolutely criminal. And the Democrats have done this, but they're moron constituents. I mean, I guarantee you that 500-pound woman of your radio listener, you didn't get subjected to looking at her. I mean, she weighs 500 pounds. I bet she can barely walk. Guarantee you that ass ain't getting washed. She can't even fit in a full giant, king size bathtub. I'm not trying to be mean. It's just, what the hell? Here's another one of these Jabba the Hutt creatures talking about starving to death because of Trump. Here it is.
Of the school district, I only get paid once a month. By the time I get my bills paid, I have nothing left to pay for food and other basic needs. If it wasn't for SNAP benefits, I wouldn't be able to feed my children or myself. I work, pay my bills, and like every other mom, I want to be sure that I have enough food to put on the table.
What do you want to bet her kids all weigh 200, 300 pounds and that they're eating 10,000 calories a day? Now, they sit there, they eat full cakes, gallons of ice cream, giant containers of Twinkies. I mean, they shoot videos. They're proud of it. And then they don't have jobs, most of them. And then they want us to sit there and take care of their disgusting lard asses. And they're all as stupid as you can get. And this is what socialism grows. In a real society, your back's broken, whatever. You don't have family take care of you. Okay, we take care of you. But when you want to sit around and eat three boxes of Lucky Charms every day, I mean, look at this. We have created this. We have grown these creatures, these entitled monsters who are all Democrats. Good Lord, get it off the screen. All right, I got Fetterman and others' response to this. Then I want to get into the U.S. is getting ready to hit Venezuela. And if Venezuela fires any missiles back, the U.S. is going into Venezuela. This is a real war. We have the details. I predicted it's coming 6 months ago, and now we're here. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. Share the live feeds now. Real Alex Jones on X. What out there could have an effect like methylene blue and synergistically work with it to boost it and supercharge it? So I got with Bigley. They've been making supplements long before I got with them. And I got with Chase, who's really smart. And I said, I want you to go to a couple of different formulators and ask them what you think's the best. Announcing, ladies and gentlemen, Ultra Methylene Red. Now, this bottle is three times the size of an Ultra Methylene Blue bottle because it's to have the formula, you got to have a lot more stuff in it. But this, ladies and gentlemen, is amazing. And it just came in yesterday. I took it with the Methylene Blue. Incredible workout today. Clarity, focus, it is so amazing. And it works with Methylene Blue, and it works without it. And unlike Ultra Methylene Blue that you can't take if you're on a serotonin reuptake inhibitor or certain other medications, nothing in this has any of those counterindications, but still consult your physician. But when you take it with Ultra Methylene Blue, it just does synergistic things that are amazing. I mean, I had this idea like a month into Methylene Blue exploding. I said, we got to come out with something that's complementary or even better. This is the research from that. You can buy 3 bottles, get 25% off. Buy 2 bottles, get 20% off. Buy 1 bottle, get 15% off. And when you subscribe and you cancel any time, it locks it in at 50% off at thealexjonesstore.com. So here it is, ladies and gentlemen. And it's available right now exclusively. Limited first run. A little more comes in a month, but they got a limited run. Chase, tell us about what is in Ultra Methylene Red.
Well, I got to tell you, I've never been prouder of a product launch than I am of this. I really had a heavy hand in this.
So we are officially the first company through the Alex Jones Store that's ever even invented or launched something like this called Methylene Red. So I'm incredibly proud. And so we put this together as both a methylene blue super enhancer, especially with the cognitive focus benefits, the mitochondria empowerment, and the brain dropping off an extra electron for the brain cells. But it's also an incredible standalone product. I mean, just to give you an example, Alex, one of our best sellers when we were still operating the InfoWars store was Ultra 12. And this has everything that Ultra 12 had in it. 206,000% your daily value of vitamin B12 through methylcobalamin. So this is all backed by studies, by the way. We looked very carefully into this. The P5P form of B6 that cranks out GABA, serotonin, and dopamine like a neurotransmitter factory. It's got 5,000 micrograms of neurological B12 that regrows damaged nerve cells and shields your memory from the brain drain agenda from the globalists. It's got 5 grams of TMG, a methyl donor juggernaut that recycles homocysteine, fueling DNA repair and detoxifying your brain. It's got acetyl L-carnitine in it. It's a brain-penetrating carnitine that floods your mitochondria with ATP, which is basically energy and reverses cognitive aging. It's got uridine monophosphate in it, the synaptogenesis rocket fuel that grows new dendritic spines and locks in razor-sharp memory, and just so much more. It's even got the CoQ10 in it, of course, which is huge, huge product that we've sold in different forms in the past. But this is the most impressive compilation of ingredients that I've ever seen in a supplement. I'm very proud that we launched it. I'm very proud that it's our second tincture on the market. And when I'm looking through these studies, I mean, here are the benefits that are listed: migraine prevention, cardiovascular help, antioxidant, cellular protection. We've got neurotransmitter synthesis and mood helps people with depression, according to these studies that I've looked at here. Even energy and fatigue reduction, more cardio production, cognitive support, mood cognition, endothelial function. I mean, it goes on and on. Nerve regeneration, cognitive and mood support.
So that's what you're getting with us, Ultra Methylene Red. Everything we sell is the most insanely powerful, best thing we can come up with, because this is what we take, and it's common sense to want to sell somebody something that really works. So that's why everybody just raves and raves and raves about the products at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
The world has never been closer to nuclear war. This is what happens during massive turnings.
I'm home. All the time. We finally, really did it. You maniacs! You blew it up! Damn you! God damn you all to hell!
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm not celebrating it. I'm not happy about it, but I understand that Trump is doing what he believes is the right thing to do. Thomas Jefferson would do if he was alive today, and the president, as he was the third president, would do what Trump's doing. In fact, probably be even heavier-handed, even though he was not an interventionist and an isolationist. When our interests were attacked, across the world, He responded, well, this is in our backyard. And I said a week ago, I said, I would imagine within a week to 2 weeks, you will have a major bombing campaign inside Venezuela to take out military-backed drug labs and airfields. And if Maduro fires back, because he's already been firing the fentanyl and cocaine and heroin into the U.S., killing millions, that then the United States will take out Maduro. Well, Maduro's now saying he's got 5,000 Russian missiles he's going to shoot at the aircraft carriers and other attack ships in the area. And if you notice, the ships have moved in close, really offering themselves up to that. So this is about to be Gulf of Tonkin 2.0. And that doesn't mean Trump is going to stage an attack on our ships or say one happened that didn't, but that's where we're at here. And there's different elements in the intelligence agencies and military-industrial complex. And this is the time that they could pull an attack on the ships and blame Venezuela to get us into full war. They could also set up Trump's attack, leak the intelligence to Venezuela to create a Bay of Pigs scenario. So I understand why Trump's doing it. It's constitutional. It's the doctrine of America. This is not neoconism, all these wars around the world for the globalists and Israel and others. This is in our strategic purview. That does not mean I am saying do it. That's nuanced because that's how the world works. If you actually understand doctrine and the rest of it, this is realism, not neoconism. But when our interests are openly threatened, and Venezuela is in our business, our elections, fraud, money laundering, all of it, Trump wants to cut off the deep state, cutting off the funding to Ukraine that the Democrats launder back, cutting off Venezuela. That is the same thing. And Venezuela rolled over 2 weeks ago and said, we'll give you a huge cut of the oil, the gold, all of it. And Trump said, I don't want your money. You're a dictator. You work with the Democrats. You always break your deals. So, no. So the decision's been made. I can see all the signs. I haven't been told by the White House this was a sure thing. I haven't been told by the Pentagon that because they haven't been told. Trump hasn't given the order yet. But I can see the buildup. I understand the military. I've studied the forces. And I can tell you, they're not parking all that and got 10,000 Marines training with amphibious assaults the last few months in the Caribbean and Puerto Rico, now moving in closer because they're planning on playing patty cake. So we're probably going to see big action . Hell, they might hit him tonight. Maybe Saturday night. I sense an attack is imminent. And I said that Monday. In fact, have the archivist grab it. I said it Monday and Tuesday. I said, I believe an attack in the next week to 2 weeks, probably even, this weekend. That is what I pick up with all the pieces I'm seeing. And Trump may take his finger off the trigger, but I can tell you, I see the posture. And with Trump, he doesn't do posturing just for posturing's sake. As U.S. ramps up pressure, Venezuela pleads with Moscow for help. You know Trump's talked to Putin about this. You got your backyard, we got ours. Sorry, Russia's not coming to help you, Venezuela. The deal's already been made. Maduro. Nicolas Maduro. Yeah, you got your Russian missiles. You already got those. Those are not even mid-grade, the best the Russians have. Will they shoot down some aircraft? Probably. Will a few missiles make it into any U.S. ships? Probably not, with the anti-missile defense systems they've got. And if Maduro, here's what's going to happen. If Maduro sits there and takes it and has his drug bases blown up, then Maduro will be left there, at least as long as his own people will allow him to operate. But Trump is prodding to get his own people to get rid of him. But if Maduro fires one missile at our aircraft or our ships, the United States is going to take out their anti-aircraft systems, then they're going to hit their main military bases, not just the drug bases, and then they're going to hit the palace, and they're going to hit the leadership. And then once the air defenses are down, you're going to have C-130s with howitzers and high-powered miniguns are going to fly in and just vaporize any remaining ground forces. And then they're going to dump Delta Force into the palace, or they're going to drop bunker busters. Those are different things they could do. And it's bye-bye, Maduro. F around, find out. And again, I see all over the news, leftist news, national news, Jones has suddenly turned on his 30 years of anti-war. Oh, well, since was I a loving anti-war like you? You guys, the left's all pro-war. I'm against your Russia war, your Iraq wars, all your crap. It's all bull. The regime change in Syria, they didn't do anything to us. Put Al-Qaeda in charge? That's wrong. This is Venezuela in our business. This is Venezuela manipulating our elections and helping kill millions of people. So we have a military for a reason. And see, my thinking is aligned with Trump's. And then I understand why he's doing what he's doing. But the deep state really wants to set Trump up. And so it all comes down to how much does Trump trust Ratcliffe? Because you can say, oh, well, it's a military operation. The CIA's on the ground. They're feeding intelligence both ways to the Defense Department and vice versa. Yeah, crude oil's exploding. Oil spikes when reports U.S. military attacks on Venezuela imminent, just hours or days away. And again, what did I say on Monday? What did I say on Saturday? I said specifically probably next weekend, because I just see everything ripening. It's like the old-fashioned coffee makers or boiling water, and then it does the whistle. And you hear the... How do you know it's ready? Because you hear the whistle. I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling round the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. And time keeps dragging on. And so that's where we are. We'll look more at that. But the final piece of the reason Trump is doing this is to implement the Monroe Doctrine again, implement strategic U.S. control of our hemisphere again, block the Democrats for their money laundering piggyback, take out the group involved in massive election fraud domestically, totally proven. Trump has all the documents. Before Trump even got in, we knew it was run out of Venezuela. Just because the corporate media calls it a conspiracy theory doesn't mean it's well documented. No, the last piece is because obliterating that communist dictatorship cuts off China and Iran, who are heavily allied with Nicolas Maduro. And it sends a message to them that the United States isn't playing around. So it's a demonstration of the exercise of power and the will to exercise power. And so that's where we are. It's fraught with danger. Yeah, it's been known for decades. In fact, I was the first to ever talk about this, that when you get record level orders for takeout at the Pentagon, because I was told this by people at the Pentagon, and at Southcom and all the rest of it, they said, you know, everybody knows that because they haven't got the order yet, they're still getting ready, but they're working 24 hours a day. Nobody can leave. They're sleeping there. And the joke is that as soon as you just see fast food piled up everywhere and trash cans full because everybody's working 24 hours a day, even the people that deliver food go, oh, there's about to be a war. So, yeah, record-level pizza orders yesterday and today, that means something's about to get delivered, and it ain't a pepperoni pizza, deep dish. So, Yeah, I'll be hosting tomorrow. Oh, let's do 1 to 3 Central. They'll already be robbing and stuff, but whether the EBT gets turned on or not, everybody's already set and ready to go. And then I'll shoot reports at night myself on what's going on for X and Rumble and the rest of it. And then I may get a crew member to stay late and follow me around so I can. And if stuff really lights up tomorrow, they're really burning the country down, I'll get crew to come back in and we'll do a late night program. And then, of course, I'll be here Sunday regularly, 4 to 8 p.m., and we'll have the news for you on that front. But even if they override the filibuster and turn it back on, you're still going to have bad stuff happen. But I predict they won't override it. And I predict the Democrats are committed. They're like kamikazes. They don't care that they're getting the blame for this politically, which they deserve. This is what cornered rats do. So here is Fetterman, who is smart enough to leave a sinking ship when it's sinking. And then we'll go right into J.D. Vance. And he does a great analogy about we're sticking little pieces of bubble gum over cracks in the dam. Yeah, Trump gets a few hundred million here for this, $100 million that. He doesn't have $8 billion for this SNAP payment. Oh, that's just the SNAP payment. He doesn't have that in slush funds. So he's exhausted the extra little pools of money he had. I've looked it up. And so the Democrats are like, you need to figure out how to find money other places so the Democrat shutdown doesn't do this. And all over the news, it's like, well, you need to pull more rabbits out of a hat and you need to figure it out. And Vance is like, what are you talking about? They're the ones that did this. And we need to hold them responsible for whatever happens. And then we've got Teamsters president Sean O'Brien just called out the Democrats and demanded that they vote to ribbon the government. Let's play those back to back.
So what are you hearing back home about SNAP expiring on Saturday?
I'm saying that I will witness it firsthand. My wife, Giselle, she develops the free store in our community, and it distributes food 3 times a week. And her lines have already got longer. And now I will encounter people that have no SNAP benefits starting on Saturday, and I don't have an explanation for them. All I could say is I'm sorry. It's an absolute failure what occurred here for the last month. And now things are really going to land. And imagine being a parent with a couple kids and how you're going to fill their refrigerator and pack their lunches and get on with their lives when the things that they've depended on now is gone because we can't even agree to just open things up. For a Democrat, you know, we're not allowed to just open this up. I mean, then our party has bigger problems than I thought we might have already. It's like, that's not controversial. Pay everybody. And you have our workers here borrowed over $750 million to pay their own bills. Like, it's a failure. And like I said, to all of the viewers, I'm apologizing that we can't even get our together and just open up our government.
Schumer said this gets better politically every day for Democrats. What do you say to that?
Yeah, well, ask the hungry people on Saturday. You know, it's like, that's the thing. You know, Americans are not leveraged. This is not some game show about who's winning or whatever. It's just like we have to be better than this and just open this up. And I do, you know, talk to any number of Republicans who they agree that we have this conversation about extending these tax credits.
President, on the issue of the shutdown, there is the concern about 42 million people losing SNAP benefits.
Of course.
Over this weekend. The administration moved a lot of money around to pay troops, to pay federal law enforcement, and is telling Congress you can't move money around to pay some of those benefits. Why not? Would there be some push perhaps in the next 48 hours to try to do that so Americans don't go hungry?
Well, here's the problem.
If you go back to previous government shutdowns, what has happened is that sometimes the president has tried to make the shutdown as painful as possible on the American people. I give the president of the United States great credit and the entire team for trying to make this as painless as possible. The Democrats are acting irresponsibly. He doesn't want the American people to suffer because of it. But look, right now, this government, this administration, we're like guys running around, you know, with a leak in a damn wall, trying to plug it with bubble gum. And we plug one spot with bubble gum, and we plug another spot with bubble gum, and we plug another spot with bubble gum. Why don't the Democrats just stop this entire charade and reopen the government so that we don't have to try to make this thing work on a shoestring budget, which is what we're trying to do. The unfortunate reality, and we're starting to see this with our aviation industry, we're going to find out the hard way with SNAP benefits. The American people are already suffering, and the suffering is going to get a lot worse. Not because the President of the United States has failed to make the shutdown painless. He's tried to do everything that he can to make it as unpainless as possible. The reason that pain is coming and the reason it's building is because we're not passing the clean bill to reopen the government. It's a very easy thing to do.
The clean heart and say, open up the government, and then let's have a conversation. I'll give it to your team, Sir Sean O'Brien.
Thank you very much, Secretary Duffy. Thank you, Vice President Vance. Look, the bottom line, and we took a position, I represent 1.3 million working men and women in this country for the International Brotherhood of Teamsters. We took a position 3 weeks ago. Pass a clean CR, get to the table, negotiate a deal. Do not put working people in the middle of a problem they should not be in there. And we got to think about the families that are going to be affected. Think about when you have to tell your son or daughter they can't play sports because you're not getting paid. Think about when you can't pay your mortgage. Think about when you can't pay your tuition. Put the politics aside, get to the table, negotiate a deal, pass a clean CR right now, and then figure out the problems moving forward. And I want to thank the air traffic controllers. I want to thank the aviation administration for all their hard work and sacrifice they make. And look, security and safety of the airlines is paramount. Let's not compromise the safety and security. Pass a clean CR. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean. Anybody else?
So they even have the famous, you know, big liberal union saying this is wrong. And the polls show the Democrats are being destroyed. But it shows how reckless they are. Most of the IT is gone. The air traffic controllers aren't being paid. Over a month, no TSA being paid. What's going to happen when a couple passenger jets collide if this continues? And you know it's going to happen. They're already canceling flights, closing airports. Imagine rolling the dice like that because they don't think they'll ever face any consequences for what they're doing. It's that simple. All right, there have been some of the biggest developments yet in the fight to expose the poison COVID shots and ban them in their rollout. Del Bigtree, working with RFK Jr. at the tip of the spear, has huge positive news. Also, Tulsi Gabbard, they're officially criminally investigating. She reports the DOJ with her findings on Fauci. We've got that. We've got some other really important numbers on the mass numbers dead from the shots. That's coming up. But I also want to get into something that deals with free speech in this country, and that is very prominent people basically saying Tucker Carlson needs to be killed for having Nick Fuentes on. And I heard they were using terms like that, and I was like, oh, yeah, right. I actually went and read it today, and the analogy, oh, he's a weasel in the hen house that must be gotten rid of, must be liquidated, all because he had Nick Fuentes on. That is so dangerous. So that's coming up as well in the first five ahead of Del Bigtree being here with us. Now, yeah, they say Tucker Carlson and Nick Fuentes have to be neutralized. And they say, like a fox that's in a hen house. Well, what do you do to a fox in a hen house when you neutralize it? You kill it. You shoot it. It's not even a veiled threat. So it's and then does the Israel lobby understand the Streisand effect here? Because, I mean, I don't want this to be the main issue. I don't. It isn't the main issue. But Israel and its operatives trying to manipulate our internal operations has made this the hottest issue. And then now you're doubling down and tried to claim the Heritage Foundation was getting rid of Tucker, which wasn't true. The head of the Heritage Foundation came out, got an article on InfoWars. In fact, I didn't see that on my list. It's really powerful, guys. Get that. And said, no, this is an American right. We support Tucker. You got J.D. Vance out at big events. Constant Israel questions. I mean, this is the zeitgeist now, folks. And the pro-Israel lobby is only making it worse. So we'll be talking about that. Before I go to break, we are funded by you. And it's simple. I sell you things that really work and are really great for your body, the very best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel. What an adventure to wear an InfoWars shirt or a pro-Trump shirt or classic Patriot design shirt. The widest selection, some of the best designs at thealexjonesstore.com. And on the site, the very best methylene blue, the very best Shilajit, the very best Irish sea moss, the very best spike protein, cardiovascular detox that everybody should be on, Ultimate Life Force. And there is a huge new sale on top of all the other sales right now that we're launching right now. And we are extremely excited about this. TheAlexJonesStore.com is unleashing an entire month of Black Friday and Cyber Monday mega sales, 30 straight days of freedom fighting discounts as we fight for liberty that will absolutely empower your body, your health, and keep this broadcast on the air. But here's the red alert. These deals are fleeting. They're going to constantly change, and Bigley hasn't even told me yet what the change will be. So we don't know how long each of the deals can last, but they'll be rolling throughout the month. Right now, we're launching 25% off. That's live right now, site-wide, on top of all the other discounts, like 50% off on the new Ultra Methylene Red when you sign up to be a subscriber. Cancel anytime. That's every supplement, like Ultra Methylene Red, Life Force, every shirt, hat, hoodie, sweaters, slash 25% off on top of the discounts that are already there. But I'm warning you, this could end at any moment. Midnight tonight, noon tomorrow, nobody knows. It's about supplies lasting. So storm the site now. Fund the Second American Revolution worldwide at thealexjonesstore.com. Stock up on the supplements, the merch, and so much more before the discounts vanish like Hillary's emails. 30 days of chaos pricing starting now. Remember, all supplements, including the incredible Methylene Red, are 50% off when you sign up for AutoShip. You never run out, even when it sells out, because it's held back for you. And so much more at thealexjonesstore.com. Check it out for yourself. Funding the Second American Revolution worldwide. Hour number 2 straight ahead.
Therapists in the U.S. say they are seeing increasing numbers of patients with what they call Donald Trump anxiety disorder.
Trump anxiety disorder.
Trump derangement syndrome.
Trump derangement syndrome is clinically real.
It doesn't merely affect individuals, but entire political parties, rendering them unrecognizable.
1 minute, they're perfectly normal. The next, rabid.
The veneer of civilization is evaporating quickly. Families and culture are collapsing. And godless leftists are behaving just like zombies of modern lore.
You can't trust your mother.
Get the hell out of here!
Get the f*** out of here!
Your best friend.
I get that camera out of my face.
The neighbor next door.
Psychologist Dr. Stuart Bassman says for his clients, it started the morning after the election.
Doctors are seeing patients suffering from Trump anxiety disorder.
A number of people are manifesting what I would call post-traumatic stress disorder.
An overpowering fear that President Trump represents the end of the world.
Pray it doesn't happen to you.
Land of the dead!
Rabid.
White males.